God is good all the time, even when we're bad. Amen. He's also faithful and he's true. And we're in a position right now where there's such a tremendous impact. There's a tremendous impact of change. Things are changing so rapidly and so quickly, it's like you're almost in a shaker and you're being shaken. And holding on to the Lord is our only way out. There's so much deception. There's so much things that are, so many false prophets, so many people preaching, teaching, so many things that are coming at us in all kinds of directions. It's causing confusion in the body. And many people are confused, wondering why, when, how, what, where, what's next, fear. And the enemy's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. So all of these things, he's just trying to bring distractions. He's trying to bring confusion, and he's trying to bring division. And in this area, the Bible says a house divided cannot stand. Well, we can't stand a house not divided anyways. Hello? So in this, there's that place where God is trying to release the Spirit to bring unity, to bring revelation, to bring wisdom, to bring discernment, and to bring us in a place where you can personally get fed by his presence every time. Every time. No matter where you are. He says, call me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things. Call on my name. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, those who call on his name will have salvation. But right now, we're going through changing times. Everyone say changing times. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Let's read it together. But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. In other words, changing times are going to come. Things are going to be changing so rapidly and so quickly, you're not going to be able to keep up with what's going on. For men will be what? Lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And they have a form of godliness, but denying the power of God, and from such people turn away. Changing times. You know, I was watching something this morning and it kind of blew me away. I don't know if you've seen this. What's it? 3-1 something. It's about something that they found. You know, Pluto wasn't discovered till the 1930s. The planet Pluto. And then they realized that it might not have been a planet. And then they called it something else. And then they restored it to a planet again because something that revolves around it, some solar system that revolves around it. And then some other solar system over there, there's supposed to be another sun. One of the things that they were talking about, which was kind of fascinating to me, is they said people don't realize it's the rays of the sun which causes the earth to heat up. But they said if the sun was so hot, why isn't space hot? I thought that made some good sense. Because when they go up to space, if they come out of the spaceship, they can freeze to death. It's cold. But anyways, those are some strange things that are going on. And they're saying that they have found this other thing that has been traveling. They thought it was a comet. They thought it was a meteor or something to that degree. But they said it didn't have a tail. And they're finding out that it's moving in multiple directions. And they're saying now that this guy that's supposedly involved in all of this stuff, it's you know, and I'm personally, my belief, and I don't try to put it on other people, but I don't believe we're the only ones created. God's been around for a long time. And one of the things he said in this world, that he will bring those from another fold when he comes together to grab us together. So who knows what's out there, what's going on, but what the guy was saying is that, you know, kind of reminded me of the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. Did anybody ever see that? You know, when that guy came in on a flying saucer, he said, look at me, you guys are messing up. and we belong to the galactical universe, this, that, whatever, and, you know, you guys are about to blow yourselves up, and you can't do that. This is what this guy was trying to explain. And he says not all of them are demons or fallen angels that are involved in this whole thing. He says some of them are actually beings from other times. But anyways, what does it matter? I mean, you know, all of these things are just causing distractions. What it is, they said it's supposed to appear December 18th or 19th. Some big craft or whatever. But again, it's like, so? If you know Jesus, he's greater than anything. Our God is greater. And that was the only thing that kept bothering me. He says he's a believer and he believes in Jesus. He's a follower, this and that, and whatever. He said, but, you know, his focus was more on, they were coming to warn us. He said, that's why President Trump's going around trying to bring peace everywhere, because they want us to have peace here on earth. But I know he's going around bringing peace anyways, because he's called by the Lord to do it. But again, these changing times, so much information, so many things are moving so rapidly and so quickly that it's causing people to stumble over their own feet. Man, AI is taking over. Think about this. It's actually taking over humanity. When knowledge begins to take over humanity, something's wrong. God's got to come and straighten this thing out. So we're watching. I mean, I've seen people speak into their phone and AI put a whole legal document together to sue somebody. It was done in 3 minutes. It was better than the attorneys. Heck, these people are paying $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 for an attorney to do this when you can do it for $300 a month if you have that software. My wife sent me a picture. I never saw her look so beautiful. I mean, she's beautiful anyways, but she doused it up with AI. Man, I'm thinking, I was like, man, you look 30 years younger. She goes, it's AI. I said, oh, you're teasing me. Because she's away at this event. And I'm thinking, wow. But, you know, think about the AI that's doing, I mean, now that you have mining, they're doing Bitcoin mining, they're doing currency mining. And this is all with AI, and people are becoming wealthy. But look at it, it's going to collapse. I hate to tell you that. But eventually it's going to collapse. People may get rich, so whatever, but there's going to be those at the tail end or whatever that are going to get hurt. They're going to get harmed. At some point or another. Look, the only way that's tangible is gold and silver, as far as I'm concerned. But if somebody wants to give me a Bitcoin, I don't mind cashing it in. Hallelujah. But again, there is so much that is infiltrating the body of Christ. And so many people are caught up. And it's promoting greed. And greed, the word tells us that greed, especially towards the end, is going to be such a stumbling block. But again, they're not talking about the power of God. They're talking about all the other things of the world to make money, to do this, to get healthy, all associated with AI technology. And so we've got to be careful not to get so caught up and sucked in. And you may have a good cause and good intentions, you know. But some people are going to get sucked into that vortex and not come out. So we must be careful. Amen. So we see that we see right now perilous times is associated with changing times. There isn't so many things that are steadfast anymore. The steadfastness is crumbling globally. People are not steadfast. People are lost, living outside of salvation's truth. You know, to be a disciple is to be a consistent. Again, I'm going to say that again. To be a disciple is to be consistent. Consistent in maintaining, you know, your protocol, your position, to maintaining your defense, to maintaining your warfare. And that's what the enemy is trying to do, is distract. Would you turn to Isaiah 5:20? Let's speak. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Is that happening now? Oh, gosh. Yes. who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Is that happening now? Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. All of these things that are happening. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing an intoxicating drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble, the flames consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will ascend like dust. Because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. And this is one of the things, some of the things that's happening. I don't know if you saw, you know, the dome that's in Israel is on a fault where it can actually collapse. And they're saying that there's more tremors than ever before in Jerusalem. And that dome is what the Muslims control, basically. And I'm calling destructive fire on it every day. I want it to be blown up. Because it's really not a holy site. It's a demonic site. And when that's blown up and removed, then we can build the temple. But so many, you know, when my wife and myself and friends of ours went to Israel, when I went to go see the dome, and you could see crows all over the place. Crows were all over the place. But when you went to the Wailing Wall, there was doves everywhere. I mean, that's not a coincidence. And we began to walk around and pray. And there was a woman that was dressed in black. She was covered, and her son was underneath her robe. And the next thing you know, her son pulls out a plastic rifle and she tells him to start shooting at us. This is how they're raised. You know, they believe that killing is a reward. So, again, everything is, you know, when eyes are turned on Israel, which is happening right now, Israel will be the last one to be judged. It'll be judged personally by God. Believe it or not, Israel's corrupt as every other country. Everything is corrupt. Corruption has been ruling this earth for many, many decades. But that's why God is bringing judgment. But his judgment is an area of self-confliction, inner judgment of self. But we're watching tremors and earthquakes. And I mean, we've seen more earthquakes and just like the word says, and floods and destructions and all kinds of stuff. And the other cube, the Islamic worship center, I don't know if you've seen or not, but they've had locusts released there. They've had hell, all kinds of stuff. The wind was blowing so bad that people couldn't hold on. They had a special event there, and they couldn't even stay there. It was blowing people all the way across in their courts. Those are the judgments of God. What's the judgment? It's before the wrath. So he releases judgment before wrath. And that's what we're seeing right now, judgment of God. In fact, atonement is associated with judgment, the Feast of Atonement. That's where we're to be repentant. He's causing repentance all over. So people get an opportunity to turn towards him and walk away from the foolishness of the entanglements and affairs of this world. Amen. Daniel 7, verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from the other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall arise after them. He shall be different from the first ones. He shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and laws, or times and constitution. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time, times and half time, that's 3.5 years. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. The enemy Satan attempts to change times and constitutional laws to avoid detection. How many of you know he knows that his time is short, so he's trying to change times. He's trying to avoid detection of his secret devices, his secret schemes, which he utilizes through chaos and the media. The media is probably one of the number one area that afflict humanity, that can really afflict them. Of course, then behind media, you've got sicknesses and disease and all these other plagues and whatever. But the media is the worst in the area to where they are corrupt. Not all of them, but many of them. And they're controlled by Satan's kingdom. Matthew 16. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know banks are corrupt? Amen. They're corrupt. In fact, Chase, what is it, Morgan Chase, whatever it is, they just pulled all, they convinced everybody to remove all the banking assistance to Trump organization. Think about that. Of course, he'll always find another way. But they decided that they don't want, why? Because of different view. Why? They're lefts. And they're going to be left out. And Trump's right. Jesus even warned us. The right will enter, the left will be condemned. Matthew 16, verse 1. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees and came and testing Jesus, answered, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he said to them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given except for the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. Again, many are not recognizing the changes nor discerning the signs of the changing times. They're moving faster and faster, much faster. Like I said, AI can move very quickly, can't it? The technology, which is the key to advancement, which people are using in business. But it's also the key to delusion. Where? In the mental world, in the mental area, in the imagery system. So it has a good and a bad part of it, isn't it? Go to Matthew 24, and verse 9, please. It says, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be offended, will betray one another, and we'll hate one another. Is that happening now? Yeah. That many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. You know, I was watching something. Senator Graham, he was explaining in the Senate what is actually going on and the circumstance with the Democrats that are trying to destroy this country. It was phenomenal. I've never seen the man preach and teach so good. I'm not real a great supporter of Graham because I think he's a switch hitter, but you know, you don't know what side he's on sometimes. But what he spoke, what I saw today was phenomenal. And he exposed their scheme. He exposed everything. And he kept telling them because, you know, they're trying to promote so much stuff that is harmful to the United States. That's all they're trying to do is get illegal immigrants in here so they can get voted. Because they can't win an election legally. I don't know how they won the one in New York. How stupid can you be and still breathe? That's pretty amazing to me. It's already starting to collapse. He thinks that this guy, this mayor thinks he's going to get money from the federal government when Trump ain't giving them no money. He's a socialistic I want to keep it simple, moron. You know? But he doesn't get it. People are going to be, they can't get food stamps, they can't get anything there right now. They're having a hard time. And he thinks that the government's going to come in and help them? No way. No way. And again, this is going to be a ripple effect to all blue states. It's going to get worse. Things are going to get crazy, but for me and you who are in position with Christ, things are going to get better. Not only the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, but even their properties. Everything is laid up for the righteous. They're going to need Jesus big time. They're going to need the body of Christ for help. And this is what God is preparing us to get in position so that we are available to help. Amen? The love of money, love of many. Well, the love of money will increase and the love of many will grow cold. No longer forgiveness, but vengeance and wrath. And that's what we see basically on the news most of the time. Vengeance and wrath. Luke 11, verse 46. And Jesus said, "Woe to you also, lawyers, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch their burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. In fact, you bear witness that you approve the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore, the wisdom of God also said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation." Wow, that's pretty powerful. Again, woe to these corrupt lawyers who take away common sense knowledge. Common sense knowledge. They take away the keys of knowledge that hold truths. They support greed. They support so many things that is unruly. They manipulate. Every one of us has had some kind of encounter some way with law. And in that, there are those who are just and those who are unjust. There are those who can use common sense and those who use the law against them. Amen? So what we're watching, I mean, look at how many lawsuits Trump's had. Just for example, how many of these lawsuits that justice, righteous, Christian organizations have been attacked by. Remember, the ruler of this world is Satan, and he ain't gone yet. But we do have dominion over him. The battle is increasing, and we must be steadfast, no matter what. Mark 8. You know, they promote gain, they promote greed, they promote lust, everything that will cause distraction from walking in the path of Christ and fulfilling your call and purpose and destiny. Mark 8:35. What did Jesus tell him? He said, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? And for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. You know, everything is about gaining. And they talk about increasing financial. I mean, you can, you know, you go on the internet, you can go anywhere. Everything's, hey, here's a quick way of making money. Everything is about gaining physically, but not enough gaining spiritually. And, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. We see some things that may be talking about Christ or coming out of the world and so forth. But most of that you see that you are bombarded with, and I am bombarded with every time, even though you want to watch something good, you're still being bombarded with commercials and everything else. That's always promoting greed and lust. Everything is. We are constantly bombarded from all areas. And look at how many people have sold their souls for worldly gain. All these musicians. Look at all these political seats and positions. The media. Music industry. Many people have sold their souls for gain. Thank God, God's a forgiving God. He gives them the opportunity to repent before they give up their last breath. And many people are being visited by the Lord. Many people are turning around. Look at all the Hollywood. Many of these movie actors that were wicked have turned around. And Hollywood is nothing but a witch's stick. It's not the broom. It's the stick. So we're seeing such a move of God in a simple way. And in some areas, we're watching it in a more powerful way. But we're waiting for the early and latter rain to be released and that second mantle. It's not about the body of Christ doing something. It's about the presence of God doing something through the body of Christ. That's the glory. And that's what's getting ready to happen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer what? Persecution. Welcome to the earth. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being what? Deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to save you, make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Evil men and imposters, well, we see that constantly, will invade political seats. They will invade the media and positions, opening doors. How about unelected judges that were placed? These judges were not elected, many of them that are coming against Trump. They were placed. And they judge according to the evil agenda, not according to the Constitution. That's where they, judges that are justice and righteousness, they align themselves with the Word of God and the Constitution. But we're watching, you know, they're trying to change the Constitution constantly. 1 Timothy 4. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, which we are in, some will depart from the faith. Well, how are they going to depart from the faith if they're not deceived? If you're an individual that's maintaining a routine, that's maintaining connection, you won't be deceived. The Holy Spirit will tell you things to come. They'll be giving heed giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. And that's what the media is releasing, doctrines of demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy and having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. No conviction of lying. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in power. Hallelujah. It's like, you know, so many people are blinded by what's going on, and they don't understand. It's almost like they're brain dead. A lot of people becoming, have you seen these places in, like, in some, well, they're the blue states, in our main downtowns and certain facilities and so forth, they're zombies. They allowed them to use drugs, and there's needles and everything all over the place. There's no cleanup, no nothing. These people are falling out all over the ground. There are feces everywhere. It's terrible. It's like a third world nation that's impoverished. This is in our own country. It's not supposed to be. Because politicians that run these places lie. They lie. Everything is to bring gain to themselves. And those who support them, they have to buy their way or bribe their way or blackmail their way into position because they can't get voted in any other way. Amen. Romans 1. Do you remember that movie that where the guy was hanging out the window and said, I'm sick and tired and fed up or something like that? Anyways. He caused the whole, he started this whole thing. I'm tired of what that's going on. I'm sick and tired of this. And next thing you know, another person opens up the window and says, yes, I'm sick and tired. Then all these people open up their windows in this whole town and are all sick and tired of what the government was doing. They're tired of the times. They're tired of what was going on. I think people are getting to that point. But they don't need to open up a window. They just go on the internet. AI. Romans 1:18. Let's speak it. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were what? Darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds, four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their own women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature. Likewise, also men, leaving the nature use of a woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disapproved to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that the, those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. They are deserving of death in the eyes of God. Matthew 24, 21. It says, for then there will be great tribulation, such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time. No ever shall there be. And unless those days were shortened, are the days shortened? Oh, let me tell you, time is flying. No flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Listen, things are, again, it's like things are moving in. It's like a room is getting closer, smaller and smaller and smaller. Days shortened, changing times to move faster. One of the things moving faster does is allow us to keep ahead of the devil. Because the devil has a short time left. Amen? So God is shortening time and moving things in so that we're ahead of him. And I'm going to close at Proverbs 3, verse 1. Let's speak it. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him. For he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his corrections. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her hand and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of plentiness. Pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Praise God. Wisdom. We're going to need wisdom during this time because there's a battle between the wisdom from above and the wisdom from below. Big battle. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed, and thank you for preparation and preparing us for the things to come. Thank you, for you are always making a way where there seems to be no way. And you hold us in your hands. We want to stay close to you, Lord. No matter what's going on, keep us close. Keep us healthy, keep us strong, keep us alert, and keep us in position. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise God.